What's up, y'all? Big Mike, the almighty one himself, coming at y'all live and direct, Max City Limits Radio Show, maxcity.com. Hope y'all enjoying the show. I know I am. Oh, yeah. Shout out to everybody that gave my grandmama her props. Boy, y'all don't want them problems. Granny running shit, 2021, man. That's right. Love my grandmama, man. Ooh-wee. Buck wild, man. But anyway, let's get on with the show, man. Let's get on with the show. Had a couple of inquiries in my email concerning the topic of pedophilia. Shout out to Craig and Mike. They are curious to know why I am defending someone who is an alleged pedophile. They don't seem to be paying attention to the show, man. It's not so much that I'm defending him. I'm just going on record and saying I don't know the specifics of the case. And I withhold and I reserve judgment until I see the specifics of the case, because I know that right about now we got a full press out here to slander and destroy black men on social media and in court. I mean, I ain't stupid, man. I mean, I've been paying attention to what's been happening in the world, man. I mean, we can go ahead and we can look at the mainstream cases that's happened. You know what I mean? You had Mystical, you had Tupac, you had Mike Tyson, you got Bill Cosby. All of these cases were questionable, man. I mean, you had your Kobe Bryants. I mean, you did all of this. I got raped and I got molested. And, you know, I'm just like, God damn, man. Then you look at the so-called evidence against these cats, man, and it pretty much boiled down to he say, she say. Just a lot of accusatory shit, man. And, you know, I'm not having it. No, I'm not doing it. The gynocracy ain't running shit here, man. And the social engineers are deliberately trying to destroy society with a major influx and injection of female energy, nigga. And I'm not doing it. No, Big Mike ain't doing it. The Me Too movement can suck my dick, and the gynocracy can lick my balls. Not doing it. So it's not a matter of defending a pedophile. I reserve judgment to see if this individual is actually a pedophile. And just because the courts deem someone guilty, I covered this in a couple of shows back, man. The courts are notorious for hanging and stringing black men up for little or no reason, just because white society says so. And here y'all go, swallowing the bullshit of the social engineers, hook, line, and sinker. But I'm a free thinker. I think for myself. So that's how I gets down, man. And also let me say that I have 10 years worth of prison experience. Yes, I do. And I'm a pretty good judge of character. My gut. Man. I can count on one hand throughout my lifetime when my gut was wrong, when I was wrong on something. Yeah, I'm not infallible. Every now and then I get things wrong. There are some individuals who are supreme sociopaths and psychopaths that outmaneuver Big Mike. I can think maybe 3 times in my life where I was like, God damn, that boy good. When someone actually deceived me, and I was totally blindsided by it. But in general, I mean, I put money on my decisions, man, when I talk about an individual's character. Right, I put money on it. And in this particular instance, with this particular individual that y'all keep wanting to throw under the bus, I gotta say, I'm not getting these vibes that a lot of y'all are talking about. These sort of accusatory statements that y'all making, about a young boy who was 17, I'm not getting those vibes. Not at all, man. I'm not getting those pedophile vibes, man. Once again, allow me to state, he was 17 at the time of this crime. I mean, we got the gynocracy lined up to defend scumbag bitches like Centoya Brown, right? This bitch murdered somebody in cold blood. Cold fucking blood. And she didn't prove that she was getting molested or she was getting raped or she was getting assaulted by this dude she killed in cold blood. She was just a baby when she did it, right? Okay. But, you know, you got people lined up to give her rhythm, give her love, to excuse her murder. Yeah, when it's a female and she's underage, it's all good. All she has to do is, you know, bat her little eyelashes and start with them goddamn tears. And it's all good. Nobody wants to fuck with it. It's hands off. But if it's an underage boy, no one gives a fuck. No one wants to give understanding. They're like, fuck that nigga. Throw him under the bus. Let him rot. I done told y'all what I'm about, man. Shit. Mm-mm. It's not going to happen with me. I'm all about that truth and that justice, man. That righteousness, nigga. Shit. I'm all about giving brothers a fair shake. I'm all about giving brothers the benefit of the doubt. Now, this 17-year-old, he got knocked. He was prosecuted. He was convicted. He did his time. He paid for his crime. Because once again, talking about him, he's just a baby. He's just a boy. Your gynocratic masters would have you believe that he was a full-blown man when this went down, which is not true. They lie by omission. Y'all gotta excuse me, man. Because I'm falling back into my old habits. The old habit of, like I said, when I had my foster sons, and there was a lot of people always fucking with my boys, man. So I had to put on my Captain Save 'em hat. Because I wasn't on it, man. Having flashbacks of the system fucking with my sons. Shit. But like I said, it's all good, man, when you got females that's underage and they do a little something out of pocket. They do something fucked up. Gynocracy swings in action to shield and protect them. Yeah, because they're underage. They don't know no better. Here we got a young man. I don't know the specifics of the case, but really, it should be irrelevant because he's a minor. He's just a baby. That's exactly how the gynocrats are going to see it. If it's a female and it's the individual's underage, and they have committed a crime, they're going to find any and every excuse under the sun to excuse them. If it's a young boy, if it's a male and they're underage, they could give less than two fucks. They're going to try and convince you that that's a whole man. A man did that. Yeah. The gynocrats hate men. And I see a lot of you niggas on YouTube, man, falling in line with that bullshit reasoning, man, that bullshit rationale, man. Y'all have been unknowingly and unwittingly brainwashed. We're not here at Max City, man. I have been cursed with the power of clarity and forethought. Ugh. It is not easy being me. No, it is not. To stand out to be the vanguard of truth, justice, and righteousness when everybody else is blind to the facts. No, we will not submit to the gynocrats. We shall not. But that being said, I don't know, maybe I can give y'all a little bit of info. Because I did, you know, shoot back a little something to my boy Mike. Try and give him a little 411 on my 10 years of experience of spotting pedos. Now keep in mind, pedophiles come in all shapes and sizes and walks of life. This is my disclaimer here. You can't necessarily peg a pedo or what a pedo is 100% of the time. You just can't do it, man. There's a lot of moving parts to this shit. But what I can tell you is, due to my experience in the correctional system, the penal system, correctional facilities, there is a certain sort of archetype or stereotype to the pedophile. Yes, there is. This is just my experience. Take it for what it's worth. It's been my experience that the majority of pedophiles that I have met are soft. Yes, they're soft. Mentally soft. Physically soft. Not very mentally tough or resilient individuals. And definitely not physically tough. Soft, pudgy, round. It always used to amaze me, man, when I used to see these pedophiles come in, man. I'd be like, God damn, man. All these motherfuckers, they look like they came from the same batch. The same mama and daddy. You know what I'm saying? Now, look, I'm talking about pretty much your extreme cases of pedophiles, pedophilia. I'm talking about real, true pedophiles. I know y'all got this thing in y'all head that, you know, if there's a dude who's 25 and he get caught messing with a 17-year-old, oh, that's a pedophile. I'm like, eh. You know what I mean? That's an OG call. That's an OG call right there. You know what I mean? I'm talking about an individual who's, like, really sick, that's messing with real honest and goodness true babies. You know, touching on 5-6-year-olds and all that super sick shit. Like I said, you got these gynocrats trying to make a full court press, trying to turn every man into a fucking pedophile. But yeah, overall, these individuals are just basically soft. And a lot of times they have a very feminine core. Very feminine core about them, man. Very soft-spoken. Very female in nature. I mean, because if you think about the psychology of it, since a pedophile by nature is a weak individual, of course, they're not going to prey on a man. In most instances, they're not going to prey on a woman because they're mentally and physically weak. They're not imposing individuals. So the logical progression to that is they're going to prey on children. So it would stand to reason with my experience. Typically, if I see someone who is mentally weak and physically weak, and I know that this individual is not going to stand a snowball's chance in hell with getting with a woman. Even though a lot of these dudes come off as gay as well, them even doing homosexual acts with a man is too much for them because they're even intimidated by that prospect. So they skip messing with men, they skip messing with women, and they go right to children. And you can also spot a pedophile, man, by, you know, their occupation. A lot of times, of course, you know, pedophiles, they are heavily entrenched in occupations or jobs that entail working with children or working in close proximity to children. Via the reason why you see a lot of hanky-panky, a lot of weird shit going on in the Catholic Church and in the Boy Scouts. Or sports, a lot of coaches and mentors, even foster care. So if you sign up to be a foster parent, be very careful. Because a lot of foster parents get a bad rap. Because you got some sick fucks out there that they like to take advantage of that. Hence one of the main reasons why, like I told you, I did not foster girls. No, there was no females allowed in the crib. So yeah, man, you gotta watch that, man. If you meet some dude, man, he's like super extra, like super friendly with your children, man, you might want to watch homeboy. You might want to watch him. Shoot, if he's like volunteering to take your kids places and do shit with your kids, and he definitely don't require you being there, why he takes your kids to an amusement park or some shit like that? No, don't trust that shit. But yeah, man, it ain't easy to spot, man. You know, it's very, very tricky at times, but I have found that if I meet an individual and I think he is physically weak, he's mentally weak, he's not that very imposing, he has a feminine core, he even talks soft, I know that this individual is probably going to have a power issue or deficiency in power when it comes to relationships, especially on a sexual nature. And if I know that he's feeling deficient or less powerful in a relationship of a sexual nature with a man or a woman, the next logical progression will be a child. It's very rare that I have found a masculine, aggressive, powerful, alpha type dude that's going to be messing with children. It's always some weak motherfucker, man. Always some weak ass nigga, man. And a lot of people can't sniff it out, man. It's one of them things that you just gotta cultivate, man. You just gotta be around individuals like that and learn from trial and error. I have developed a nose for sniffing out pedos. And I'm here to tell you that the individual that y'all so bloodthirsty for right about now, I'm not getting the vibe. Sorry. Just giving you my professional opinion. Now look, you can listen to these squares if you want. It's up to y'all. But I'm here to tell you, man, you know, this brother's true essence is not that of a pedophile, man. No. I'm not seeing it. I'm not feeling it. My gut is telling me something totally different, players. Just gotta go on record. Big Mike gotta make an OG call, man. I feel like I'm back in the joint. The OGs will have to get together, have a powwow, and they'd have to give a thumbs up or a thumbs down to an individual that just came in the block, give their assessment. I'm just giving y'all my assessment from homeboy just come in the block. I find him not guilty of being a true pedophile. Now, in the dead letter sense of the law, in this crooked, fucked up ass system, he might be guilty of that. But once again, since he was only a minor at the time of the crime, does he not deserve to redeem himself? Does he not deserve to go on with his life and correct the mistakes of the past? I think he does. He was a goddamn minor. I mean, ain't that what Taz is crying about all the goddamn time? I did that when I was just such and such 20 years ago. Y'all digging up old stuff. But no, ain't got no rhythm, ain't got no love for a motherfucking minor that fucked around and did something. Because they're just babies, right? Yeah. Oh, my fault, they're only just babies when they're females. Oh, okay. Yeah. Only when they're females, they're babies. But, you know, when they're young men, when they're 16 and 17 and they're adolescent boys, fuck them. Throw them under the bus. Don't give them no shine. Don't give them no fair shake. Why they running around this bitch caping for Centoya Brown? Cold-blooded murderer. Shooting niggas in the dome while they sleep. Really? But she was being assaulted. No, she was not. Get the fuck out of here. Making every excuse in the world for some adolescent pussy. Every excuse in the world. Ain't got no smoke for that. But every time I turn around and, you know, we got adolescent, prepubescent boys fucking up, fuck them. Fuck them. Gynocracy has no love for you, black man. I think y'all better wake the fuck up. Stop jumping every time these bitches say jump. So I'm just giving y'all my take, man, you know. Take it for what it's worth. Y'all can take y'all marching orders from these gynocrats if you want. You can take your marching orders from these squares if you want. Big Mike ain't like the rest of these weak-ass niggas, man. I'm thorough. But rest assured, and you best believe, man, if I'm around somebody for a prolonged period of time, yeah, I wouldn't even say prolonged, man. You know, I can get a good beat on a motherfucker within like 48 hours. Even if I don't know him in person or meet him in person, I can divine much just from their social media blueprint, man. I can do that. That's how cold I am with the game. But anyway, Big Mike on my Triple XL. Let me go back hitting these weights, man. Oh, yeah. Hit these weights. It feel good to be active again. Feels real good, man. Shit. Once again, y'all, for the players out there, man, stop letting the gynocracy run and rule you, man. Stop letting these whores get you to crucify your own. Whenever you have underage girls get twisted up in shit, they get all the support in the world. But when it comes to underage boys, there ain't no love for them. These gynocratic witches, man, rule you and dictate what you should do to your own. While they let their own go scot-free. But your dumb ass so quick to pick up the pitchfork and the noose and hang your own black babies, your own black boys. Yeah, no love for black boys. Zero. It's time y'all wake the fuck up, man. Big Mike once again. Got the balls to do and say what most niggas don't have the balls to do and say. Go ahead, save this, download it, play it for all to hear if you want. Big Mike ain't never scared. Nah, homie, you got me fucked up. Patriarchy for life. I'm out. I'm out. I'm out.